Good morning, it's 8:19 and 27 degrees in downtown Sitka. You're listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW. And we have a studio full of people this morning. And I'll let you guys introduce yourself one at a time.
I'm Evan Harrington.
I'm Sam Woolsey.
I'm Justine Webb.
And where are you guys from?
We're from Sitka High School, and we're some members of the mock trial team.
And what is mock trial?
Mock trial is it's a school activity to do. It's sponsored by the Bar Association of Alaska, and it's exactly what it sounds like, a mock trial where we're given case documents for a trial, and then we go into Anchorage and we compete through a series of trials where some of us play the part of lawyers and others of us play the part of witnesses, and we compete against other teams in these trials.
And which part do you play?
I am a lawyer.
And?
I'm also a lawyer.
And I'm a witness.
Oh, very good. So I understand. When will you guys be going to Anchorage?
Oh, we just came back from the state competition a few weeks ago. So and we won state up there. So our next step actually is going down south to Albuquerque for nationals.
Very cool. So what kind of cases do you guys get? Civil, criminal?
It alternates every other year, but this year it was a criminal case, a murder.
Ooh.
But a rather convoluted murder. It was the case we were looking at was someone embezzling money to hire a hitman to kill someone, to kill their business partner. So it was sort of like a combination civil embezzlement case and a criminal murder case. It was a interesting look at things there.
So what kinds of experience do you gain from mock trial?
Well, most of the lawyer team also does debate, and I would say everything you learn in mock trial for being a lawyer, especially cross-examination, really helps for debate also, which has its own life uses, I suppose.
And, the whole thing, I think, is partially put together by the Bar Association with the intent of being some way of gaining getting young people interested in law. And it does give you some experience in trial work and just sort of what it's like to argue before judges, and that's sort of what being in a courtroom is like.
So how many schools do you compete against in the national competition?
In the national competition, I think
48.
48-ish, yeah.
I think Utah and now New Jersey and New York stepped out.
New Jersey and New York don't.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but other than that, I think every state that is going to send a team to nationals will be there.
Wow. That'll be a lot of trials.
Yeah.
So how do they decide who wins?
Well, it's not... with the burden of proof and everything, if you're prosecution in any of these cases, you're kind of at a disadvantage as far as the trial is concerned. But the people judging you, the jury and the judge, are usually all lawyers or judges. And so they're just judging you on how well you handled objections and things like that, and how well you would have done in a real courtroom. And whoever did better wins, sort of thing.
And for the most part, the judges are really excellent. I feel like we all draw a line, debate people too, and and in a drama debate meet, like sometimes you'll come out of a round and you'll see your ballot, be like, oh, that judge really didn't like that. I really disagree with how that judge decided things, but it's for the in like a mock trial. You go in, and for example, a final round was judged by two Supreme Court justices of Alaska and several federal judges. So we came out of that, and you know, you really anything that's on the ballot for when you have like a professional judge judging you is, you know, it's always interesting. You can, you know, that's, they are, have good judgment,
so to speak.
Yes.
So you not only gain experience, but you gain contacts in the industry as well.
Yeah, I'd say so. We last year, after the final trial, we went on a tour of the Supreme Court chambers with one of the justices, and she talked to us about new jobs as clerks there. They're really interested in getting people to come back to Alaska after getting their law degrees. Mm-hmm.
So do you have any advice for maybe any young people who are out there listening and want to find out more about mock trial?
Well, right now the team is mostly seniors, so next year it'll be very open playing field as far as like a mock trial is concerned.
And it's not just attorney stuff, there's witness stuff, which is like acting, and you memorize an affidavit, so there's some drama stuff in there if you're interested. It's not just all attorney things.
And it's a really good way to do it is to start off as a witness. And we have our two younger students are on the team now. They have been witnesses for the last 2 years, and through being witnesses, they've really picked up on how to be on like the basics of attorneying, and so they can. And so next year they'll be definitely be attorneys. So that's a really good way to get into it as a witness, and it's a really really great program. It's a fun travel, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, good luck, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. That's the mock trial team from Sitka High. You're listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka. They're going to head south and compete in the national competition here real soon. Thanks for stopping by.